Well, thank you for having me here. Thank you, Katerina. That was pretty exciting, interesting work. So I guess I want to start out by saying that my work is largely about, and has been for nearly 40 years, about exploring painting and the different aspects, technological or the materials, the mechanics, and the installation of paintings. I started with monochrome painting, and this, the first image was the pencil on paper drawings, vertical marks that start at the upper left corner and continue down the page, covering the page, which I did many times, then translated those into brush strokes where they didn't have a space between, but they fill the space. And the brush strokes here in the previous one were visible because of the light. Here they're visible because the paint is transparent. This is a much more recent painting. The green one was from 1972, and this is 2008. But this continuous brushstroke, starting at the top of the corner of the surface and continuing down, is consistent through my painting. In this instance, I wanted to explore perception of differences. This series is 105 small oil paintings. The first is white, the last is black. And I spent most of a year trying to distinguish the differences between each gray and finally happy with what I got. Then I began to, I bought all the various pigments used in paint that I could find and made my own paint, grinding the pigments into oil, painting them onto small canvases and later onto larger ones. In this instance, I used three rooms of the gallery to make works that were either floor to ceiling, wall to wall, or the entire wall. And they were of various different techniques. That's oil on canvas. Another was glaze. Well, in the meantime, I'd been studying the installation of paintings in museums or other locations. Throughout this, I'm working within the white box. So here is my reaction to a white box with paintings I made in traditional ways and installed in this case with the academic hanging. Now, another thing that happens is that I relate to a place when I'm given the opportunity to show something. And here, this is a room in Holland, misspelled, but never mind. It's a small room, and it viewers couldn't enter into it. So I thought of Duchamp's Etampes Données, in fact. I called it Given. I made an installation with these drawings relating to my hands and sculptures that I made by hand in porcelain and the wall painting painted by hand as well. This was, I guess, around 2000. I was invited to create an image of a museum, and this was for an exhibition in the south of France where a number of artists were creating their notion of an ideal museum. Mine would have been in an isolated location, no libraries, no cafes, simply a place where one could go, a place apart, I call it, where one could go to look at the work that is there. This is a foundation drawing of that one of those buildings in my museum complex. This one, I had spent some time living in the country, walking in the forest, and imagining houses that I might build in the forest. And so I made drawings of tea houses and came up with an oval house. This I made for an exhibition at 5 Miles in Brooklyn, coming from one of the drawings that I had made previously. I lived in Rome in the 60s, and when this work came up, I was imagining the colors of landscape architecture in Rome and began the series, which this is number one, but it was a series that continued for a number of years. Until then, I was in Lyon, also a Roman city in France, and there I was affected by different aspects of this more violet colors of the area. Also, the square format became standard for me at this point. I figured square is what at the time was the best format for a painting. This is actually enamel on wood, and I began traveling quite often in Europe, making what I call a wooden box, because a canvas is a stretched canvas is exactly is essentially a box, and I painted enamel that I found in different locations onto the wooden support. In Poland, my interest, there was no way I could make a painting. There was no white box to hang it in. I did this performance because I was fascinated with the language. Polish is not pronounced the way it seems to be written in mine. So I had someone who did not speak English to work with me. And the way we could speak, because I don't speak Polish, together, we sat in public places and tried to, through the use of drawing, talk with each other and to understand what the other was saying. Now here I'm in the white box again with a what I call double glaze paintings, because they're one color with a glaze over the top of a second color that changes that to... now this is consistent with my continuous use of monochrome, but this one isn't. I decided in 2006 to try splitting the canvas. There is a double glaze on each side, but differently. That was new for me to make this division. And then I'd like to refer you back to the grayscale, where I used 105 different canvases. Just this year and last, I've been working with Scumbel. Each of these is painted a different red color, and then scumbled over the top with white, which is a traditional technique in a way, producing pink. Thank you.